at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2012 to celebrate the birthday of Kansas City's own blues shouter, Big Joe Turner. We find out what gives our musical director, Joe Cartwright, the blues, and the gang celebrates the end of the semester with those graduation blues. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
Please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Little Pearl McDonald and Big Pete Weber.
Whoa!
Whoa! Tell everyone. Let the world know.
I love you, David. Little Pearl McDonald.
Little tiny Pearl.
A shout out
Big
for these
Pete.
Two.
Is he trying to get some points in our book?
He's got them. He's got them.
Oh, he gets them all.
Pete, how did you fit through the door, man?
Yeah.
Dude.
Women ask me that all the time. You know, it's interesting stuff all around the world. You know, Pearl, this is something I thought that was interesting. A cop in Romania stopped a woman who was riding her motorcycle naked.
Oh, man.
But the only violation he could cite her for was failure to wear a helmet. Since it was daylight, he couldn't ticket her for having both headlights out.
Okay, speaking of moving violations, after a man in Florida was stopped for speeding, police found a monkey in his truck.
Oh.
As usual, Pat Robertson blamed it on gay marriage.
You know, speaking of vehicles with unusual passengers, British luxury automaker Rolls-Royce has to recall some of its cars for the possibility of engine fires. Luckily, the company was able to locate all of the owners by attending a Romney fundraiser.
Okay, we do have a great show for you tonight. Let's get it started with Joe, Mike, and Tyrone with a Kansas City classic. Jay McShann's Jumpin' the Blues.
Oh!
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of Big Joe Turner. Born in Kansas City, on May 18, 1911, Joe began singing on street corners for money. He left school at age 14 to work in Kansas City's nightclub scene, first as a cook and later as a singing bartender. Working with piano player Pete Johnson, Big Joe Turner helped revive the boogie-woogie in the late 1930s.
Kansas City was run by boss Tom Pendergast in Big Joe's day. Turner worked right here on 12th Street at the Sunset Club, where he and Johnson became resident performers. The Sunset was managed by Piney Brown, a colorful character who inspired Big Joe's classic, Piney Brown Blues.
Turner was performing with Count Basie at the Apollo Theater when Atlantic Records founder Ahmet Erdogan heard him. Turner recorded blues hits like Sweet 16, Chains of Love for Atlantic, but it was Bill Haley's 1954 cover of Joe's 1936 song Shake, Rattle, and Roll that firmly established Big Joe Turner as a musical legend. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987, just 2 years after his death.
We are going to celebrate the music of 12th Street's own Big Joe Turner. To get that done, we're going to call on our own Kansas City blues shouter, and that would be our resident vocalist, Mr. David Bassey.
I'm glad you're here with us as always, David.
Oh, man. Good to be with you, Big Pete.
And we get to talk about Big Joe Turner. Why is the guy still so big?
I don't know. He was big when he was little. He was so big. It was amazing. You know, a storyteller. You know, it's all about the storytelling, Pete. And they say that Big Joe could sing the blues, and sometimes those blues would last 45 minutes. People would go around the corner and get a beer. He'd come back. He'd still be singing the same song.
Telling a long story.
It's a long story.
Now, he's a KC vocalist. You're a KC vocalist. Is there some sort of passing of the torch over the years, something that maybe y'all embody when y'all travel around the world?
You know, when I was a young man, I got to hear Big Joe play with a guy I spent about 10 years with, Laverne Barker. And Laverne and Big Joe and Eddie Lockjaw Davis and Jay McShann, Priscilla Bowman, Claude Williams all played out in the park. And some friends of ours, Bob Sukiel was one of them, had an old van, and they picked Big Joe up at the airport, brought him into town in a big closed-in van. They got him two slabs of ribs and a football-sized 16-ounce cup full of I.W. Harper. And this was 11 o'clock in the morning.
Perfect.
They carried him onto the stage. It was an awesome experience. You know, it was awesome to hear him play. And I also heard him several times with the Room Full of Blues, and heard him up in New York with the Room Full of Blues. Man, oh man, every time he sang the songs, you know, it's different. It's always like jazz. It's always different, never the same. With Big Joe. He's telling the story.
Yeah, and we just talked about his work on Atlantic, and you have something coming out on Pacific.
Man, that's backward, isn't it?
I've got an 8-track coming out on Arctic.
I think I'll look for something on Antarctic.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Let's get you singing. Hey, Joe Cartwright, what do we got from the Big Joe Turner songbook?
Oh, this is a great classic that Joe Turner recorded and written by Jesse Stone, who penned it under the name Charles Calhoun. This is called Flip, Flop, and Fly.
Here come my baby, flashing a new gold tooth. Here comes my baby, flashing a new gold tooth. Well, the woman's so small, she can mumble in a payphone booth. She's just a little bitty gal, they call her Susie Lee. Just a little bitty gal, they call her Susie Lee. Of all the women in my life, she's the one for me. She got big old feet, built up from the ground. She got big long feet, built up from the ground. She wants to quit me, then she started dancing round. I said, flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Flip, flop, and fly. Hey, you know the reason why. Don't you ever leave me, don't you ever say goodbye. Say it again. I said, flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Well, flip, flop, and fly. You know the reason why. Don't you ever leave, don't you ever say goodbye. Bye-bye. She's tall. My baby, she's long. Great God Almighty, she's tall. Sleeps with the head in the kitchen, a big thing round the hall. I ain't mad at you. Don't be mad at me. I ain't mad at you. Don't be mad at me. I ain't mad at you. Don't be mad at me. Shoot the neck to the slot. Shoot the nickel to the slot more. 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 Shoot the nickel, flop, fly. I don't care if I die. Flip, flop, and fly. Well, you know the reason why. Don't you ever leave me, please don't say goodbye.
Can't say goodbye to that.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped the salt in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's gotten bent? Who hocked the baby grand so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're rich, poor, or undecided, the blues is yous.
That is right. We're going to find out what gives our own band leader and keyboard master, Joe Cartwright, the blues.
And to do that, we're going to ask you some really random questions, Joe. I hope you're ready.
I am ready, Pete.
If you weren't a musician, what would you do?
I would like to travel in outer space.
Perfect. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food today is pizza.
I like that you said today. Now, if you were at a pizza party, who would you most like to meet?
I would really, really, really love to meet Bill Clinton.
Oh, nice choice.
Good band, too. sax and piano.
Do you have anything that you still hang on to from your childhood?
I have a lot of things, Pete, but the one thing that I really, really remember and still have is my sixth grade report card.
I won't ask why. Describe yourself in five words or less.
Over the hill.
Oh, wow. And with two to spare. Now, we know, but let the rest of the world know. Do you have a wife and kids?
As a matter of fact, I do. I am married, and I have two children.
Yes. And of all the musicians in the jazz world, who's your favorite?
I would have to say Kansas City's master of the piano, Jay McShann.
Now it's time for me to ask the most important question, Joe, and that is, what gives you the blues?
Pearl, I'm going to have to say that getting old really gives me the blues.
Well, Joe, when you start getting old, I'll let you know.
All right, Pearl, get us started with the Joe Cartwright blues, huh?
Will do. If he wasn't making music, Joe would be in outer space. He'd orbit around Pluto or some other weightless place. You see, he wouldn't gain an ounce out there stuffing pizza in his face.
If Bill Clinton's at your party, invite Joe to come and play. Yeah. He'll make the music with Obama, discuss some Q&A. That baby Bill would tell him about that dress and that DNA.
His sixth grade report card. Joe's got that paper still. Got an F in recess, but A in music skill. It reminds him of those days when he wasn't over the hill.
Joe loves his gorgeous missus. The guy still thinks she's a beauty.
She is. She
loves
is.
His kitties too. Each one of them a cutie.
Yeah.
When it comes to Jay McShann, he really loves that hoodie.
Our band called Joe, its leader. He's the best, so I am told. Now it's too bad Joe gets the blues from the thought of getting old. So that's why we all are giving him some Botox to put those mean old blues on hold.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoe?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Joe Cartwright and his blues.
And if you're having as much fun as we are, don't go anywhere. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Big Joe Turner, this week we celebrate the birthday of another great blues singer, Betty Carter. An early protege of Dizzy Gillespie, Carter grew up in Detroit, performing with jazz legends like Charlie Parker and Max Roach. She toured with Lionel Hampton, and at the suggestion of Miles Davis, joined Ray Charles, with whom she recorded the chart-topping hit, Baby It's Cold Outside.
The breathiness of Betty Carter's voice was a new sound for the jazz scene. She had a passion for scat singing, criticizing some who felt it was a throwaway music. Betty never backed down from those heartfelt feelings.
Now to celebrate her birthday, here's an original Betty Carter composition sung by our own Nedra Dixon. This one's called Tight.
What is he doing? I've been looking. searching and asking questions. Where is he? I'm hoping he'll be found. I'm on the loose and I don't dig it. Take my advice. If you find a man, girl, hold on tight. Don't let him, don't let him, don't let him, don't let him. Hold on to him tight. Don't let him, don't let him, don't. Hold on to him tight. Don't let him go, don't let him go, don't let him go, don't let him go. Hold on to him tight. Don't let him go, don't let him go, don't let him go, don't let him go. Hold on to him tight.
It's Nedra Dixon. And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Nicolas Sarkozy had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Joe Biden's for gay marriage.
All right, yeah.
I guess Dick Cheney would agree.
Yeah.
Well, the same for Arne Duncan. He says to let those nice folks be. Now Obama, he's committed. I guess they all be watching Glee.
I got a terrible headache. The kind that makes you cry and moan.
Oh.
Well, you see, I bought this expensive painting. And now I need a real big loan.
Oh.
I guess I thought the painting looked like that kid from Home Alone.
Romney puts him on his roof. Obama ate one for dinner. If doggies were allowed to vote, Ron Paul would be the winner.
Watch out for John Travolta. If you're a kiss and tell masseur, go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here's David Bassey with a couple of tunes that Big Joe Turner recorded. Trouble in Mind and Roll 'em Pete.
Trouble in mine, I've been blue, but I won't be blue always. Well, the sun's gonna shine on my back door someday. My head on a lonesome railroad line. I'll let the old 219 satisfy my worried mind. Well, bye, bye, bye. Left me crying all day.
Yeah.
rocking chair. And if these blues don't get me, I'm rocking away my cares. With trouble in mind, it's true, I almost lost my mind. Sometimes I feel like living, but most times I feel like dying. Got a gal who lives up on the hill. I got a gal, she lives up on the hill. She wants to quit me, but I love her still. She got eyes like diamonds, shine like Klondike gold. She got eyes like diamonds, shine like Fort Knox gold. Every time she kisses me, sends my mellow soul. You're so beautiful, you gotta dance someday. Baby, you're so beautiful, you gotta dance someday. All I want's a little love before you pass away. Roll a beat and jump for joy. Baby, I'm happy. Maybe I'm happy as a baby boy. Mama gonna buy me a brand new choo-choo toy. Early in the morning I shout. Mistreat someone else. Sit by, by my baby so long. Well, bye, by my baby so long. Drop dead woman, bye bye baby, I'm through. True way you went. Bye bye jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Yeah, jazz.
After throwing a party for the last 5 minutes, you got all laid back and cool on me? Oh, you can do it all.
That's how I roll, baby.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, then listen up, because David's going to tell us what's going on in the world of jazz.
Well, you know, next week we have an archive show planned for you. The music of Miles Davis. It was a great one. Our special guest, Stan Kessler.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, so many people, Pete, are putting out jazz CDs these days.
Yeah.
I got a CD in the mail from a jazz CD from Liza Minnelli the other day.
You're lying.
No, it's really true.
Really?
Yeah.
Any good?
I haven't listened to it yet.
Ah.
And there's this drummer. There's this drummer. You think this is a joke, don't you?
I'm waiting.
There's this drummer named Andrew Swift.
Okay.
Andrew Swift. Good drummer. Great band. He's got a bunch of great cats in it. A gal named Cheryl Cassidy from down in Oklahoma playing the saxophone. Terrific music. What do you think Andrew Swift would call his album?
Boomer Tuner.
No, man. He's got a kick drum. He's got a kick drum.
There it is.
Swift kick. Come on, Swift kick. Andrew Swift. Come on, man. You are...
Remember, his mama's listening somewhere.
Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace a little bit.
Now, besides Big Joe Turner and Betty Carter, we celebrate the birthdays of saxophonist Marshall Royal, who's a mainstay with the Basie Band, and saxophonists Jackie McLean and Dewey Redman. A happy birthday this week to drummer Billy Cobham, along with bassist Gary Peacock and The Wig.
The Wig!
Pianist Gerald Wiggins. Arranger Gil Evans celebrates this week. You know, his innovative work with Miles Davis in the mid-50s still sounds fresh and vital. And it's the birthday week of that persistent jazz vocalist and clarinetist Woody Herman, whose orchestra's unique hard-driving sound spawned the careers of cats like Zoot Sims, Al Cohn, and Stan Getz. It all happened this week in jazz.
You get a swift kick. Oh, yeah. You got such class.
Oh, my. We'll
Swatch
be right
my
back.
Smile.
Don't go anywhere. There's more fun right here on 12th
kick.
Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Hey, you know, Pete?
Yeah.
Big Joe Turner would have had a tough time today, since nicknames have to be politically correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how far do you think he had gotten if they called him Food Challenge Joe Turner?
Well, you know, I like the nickname Big, you know, and we could use it today, like Big Hangover Sheen.
Uh-huh. Or Big Ankle Monitor Lohan.
And what about Big Slut Spotter Limbaugh?
Don't forget Big Mouth Biden.
And Big Wallet Romney.
That would give voters a big help.
Absolutely. Oh, I need all the help I can get, though, Pearl. And, you know, this isn't a big song, but here's one of Antonio Carlos Jobim's best love tunes. Betty Carter recorded it. Now here's Nedra Dixon to sing One Note Samba.
just a little samba, built upon a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now this new one is the consequence of the one we've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I have used up all the scale I know, and at the end I've come to nothing or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Anyone who wants the whole show, re mi fa sol la si do, he will find himself with no show. Better play the note you know. This is just a little samba, built upon a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now this new one is the consequence of the one we've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I have used up all the scale I know, and at the end I've come to nothing, or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Anyone who wants the whole show, bring me across the lassi do, he will find himself with no show. Better play the note you know. He will himself with no show, better play the note you know. He will find himself with no show, better play the note you know.
I've seen a lot of college kids at the library lately, and you know what that means.
What, they opened up the Jägermeister study lounge?
No. They're cramming for finals so they can graduate, but they don't look too happy.
Well, who can blame them? They're leaving Animal House for the House of Pain. It's enough to give even college-loathing Rick Santorum the blues.
Yesterday you're drinking with your fraternity. Now you're paying student loans for all eternity.
Life is not like college. Banks won't take your IOUs. Get out the ramen noodles. You've got the graduation blues.
Art history was your major, a degree you utilize. Discussing Munch and Rembrandt while supersizing fries.
Try turning abstract paintings into ugly butt tattoo.
Ugly butt tattoo.
You know, because that's all you're really fit for. You got the graduation blues.
The degrees you've got impress us. Bachelor and high up. Maybe you should stay in school. You won't have to retire.
Your GPA was 4.0. Linguistics was your minor. But everything you learn to do is cheaper done in China.
The real world's rushing at you. It feels like a tsunami. So take a tip from all your friends. Move home with Dad and Mommy.
4 years ago you left them, determined that you'd pay back your dues. But now you're right back where you started. You got those graduation blues.
The no job's flowing.
Economy slowing.
Intern going.
Try grass mowing.
Or pot growing.
Graduation blues.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh my
goodness.
Let's bring back David Bassey to sing the Big Joe Turner tune that started rock and roll. Shake, rattle, and roll.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Gotta roll my breakfast, I'm a hungry man. Baby, looking good, really good tonight. Baby, look real good tonight. Now get out in that kitchen, make those eggs and make them right. Shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Ain't never done nothing, I'll save your doggone soul. Sing it again, girl. Shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll.
What?
Shake, rattle and roll.
Yeah.
Shake, rattle and roll. Ain't never done right, now save your doggone soul.
Oh,
tree. Now won't you grip real close when your baby packs up to leave? I said for you yesterday, now here you come today. I said for you yesterday, here you come today. You can't love me, baby, be treating me that way. Baby, baby, what's on your worried mind? Baby, baby, what's on your worried mind? You got me bopping, worrying all the time. You ready? Shake, rattle and roll. 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 What? Shake, rattle and roll. 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 Whoa, 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 whoa. She drinks whiskey all the time. She's a whiskey drinking woman. She drinks whiskey all the time. You know, she has whiskey in her coffee and whiskey in her tea, too. She's a whiskey drinking woman. I don't know what I'm gonna do. A whiskey drinking woman. I do not know what I'm going to do. What in the world, woman, is wrong with you? Oh, 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 oh. I need some bass. I gotta have some bass. Here comes Tyrone.
And that's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guest in the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping.